Clean it up. Hey, patient Eduardo. That's E-D-U-A-R-D-O. Last name Sanchez. S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Date of birth 5/25/08. Date of service 2/26/24. This is a 15-year-old male patient here today following up on an ingrown toenail. He had a procedure done here several weeks ago where it looks like a partial toenail removal was done on both edges, the medial and lateral side. He comes back today with much infection to those areas. Here for evaluation today, period and paragraph. Blood pressure 138 over 58. By the way, this is on his left toenail, his left great toe. Blood pressure 138 over 58, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 100%, current weight 157, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. Attends school, period, in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, he's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable, neck is soft, heart positive, S1 positive, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. Examination of that left-sided great toe. It appears to have infection brewing on both the lateral and medial edges where there was a partial removal of the toenail. We're going to, due to the extent of the infection, we're going to give him a Rocephin injection and start him back on antibiotics. He's going to return to clinic tomorrow for evaluation with Dr. Halbedir, period, new paragraph. The only reason why I'm holding off on not removing the whole toenail is I thought Dr. Halbedir would want to see the condition of that toe before we go ahead and remove that nail. If it's not convenient for him to return tomorrow to see Dr. Halbedir, then he can come back on Wednesday, and I will go ahead and remove that toenail at that point.